You are about to receive a phone call from a correctional facility. Your conversation will be recorded and may be monitored. If you do not wish to receive this call, please hang up now.
This call is originating from the Macquarie Correctional Center.
Hello. Hey, Rachel, how are you? Yeah. Yeah, I've tried to call you a bunch of times. Right. That's all right. It's okay. I just thought you were busy or something. I saw Isabel today. She's grown up. Little girl's no longer a little girl. She's a little princess now. She's throwing her hair around. I'm like, what are you, freaking Dusty the Pony or something? Little pony. Tossing its hair. Yeah, oh, poor darling. Oh, poor little girl. Yeah, because she wants to slave at bell distance, yeah. Yeah, it's overanalyzing it, yeah. Yeah, that's a lot. Yeah. Oh, God. She, poor darling. Poor little sweetheart, yeah. She's trying hard. Trying hard. But yeah, speak a lot. That's my good. Yeah, 5 minutes. Yeah. Look, it's getting there, but it, you know, it's pretty close, but it's just, you know, I'm in the position where I'm doomed if I don't and damned if I do, you know, it's kind of a hard one. But it will, there's no question of that. You keep doing what you're doing with the numbers you guys are doing, you will convert. That's no simple, it's just a mathematical game. You know, you keep making hundreds of calls a week, you'll get one or two clients. That's just the way it rolls, you know. Yeah, well, the sales has jumped from like $2,000 a month to $13,000 a month. So it has changed. You are getting deals now, and you're about to get that skin hospital. So it's a job that you'll eventually get a wage out of. You know, that's the game, and a proper wage. You can earn more doing this. And we haven't even got to the fun part where you're going around to clinics and doing demos and actually face-to-face with people and actually the enjoyable part of selling, not the hard slog part, which is just on the phone. So, yeah. Yeah, the train line shit's fucking a nightmare, but that's probably 6 months before that finishes. No. Homeless blondes, eh? New website. Yeah. 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 Yeah, it is easier. It's definitely hard for you. Yeah. 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 Well, I'm put... So I guess it comes down to, have you thought about what I discussed with you? What the options are? Gary's presented a way that We lend him the money, we secure it against the property. The business repays that money, which then pays the rent, and they have 6 months to do that, or we end up with the equity in the property. And then I have to raise money to keep paying rent. Well, I'm between a rock and a rock. I don't do it. We have to sell it, and that's the end of it. Or I have to buy it, or I have to lend it. There's only three options. Yeah. No. He's very straight. I told him yesterday. I said, look, the three times I've lent friends money, I'm no longer friends with them, and I never got repaid. So, what's going to be different this time? Well, the difference is this time we have the property as security. So that's the difference. I'm not lending the business the money. I'm lending the property the money. So worst case is I can always sell the property, recover the money, and you have a couple hundred grand up your sleeve. But you want the property, and it's nice to have a home and have the security of a home and have that, you know. The end game is to own that asset because it will go up. Once that metro goes into play, that property will just keep going up and up over years. So... Yeah. Yeah, I know. Yeah. Yes, you have. Yes, you do. You're an amazing mother. Yeah. She's very lazy about self. A lot of things she's good, but doing things for herself is not one of them. She's always just sat there and waited for someone to fix it up for her. Yeah, that's exactly how it is. That's exactly how it is. Everyone else gets the good Isabel. You get the crying, freaking, I can't do it, I don't want to lift a finger Isabel. Just keep setting up. But all those things, reality is that she will grow out of 80% of this stuff. Like, yeah. Have you tried candula oil? Candula oil for the... No, candula oil is for eczema. Yeah, that'll fuck her system up because it's basically artificially stimulating her autoimmune system, and then your immune system just doesn't work by itself. That's what that shit does. Yeah. Well, that's why this Skin Virtue business has legs, is because sensitivity is massively growing. They do grow out of it. No, the mental health is, what you're doing is right. No question. Yeah, I remember. I went to him. He's very good. Yeah. What are you doing living in the slums? Just till I get out. Just till I get to be able to work release. That's all I need. A couple more years. Gary's got our back. There's no question of that. And he's shown that from day one to me. And they've invested a lot of time and energy into us as well. So, you know, Gary wants to do this together, but I want you got to, you and Nina have to keep working. He's work ethic, no problem. The two girls, the two ponies. Yeah, I need to get the ponies running. No, they haven't even started yet. You got to get to the point where you're going around to clinics, you know, going around face to face, booking in meetings, all that kind of stuff. Yeah, of course. Well, this was all steps, right? This was all steps to build your confidence. So that basically, what it is all these phone calls was just training. It's all just been training until you get to the next level, which is booking in appointments, going to clinics, talking to them face to face, and you have you know the answers. When they hit you with hard questions, you know the answers. That's all it is. Okay. Yeah, there you go. You have a higher conversion. It's not about the calls, Rachel. It's all about building what's called building sales pipeline, right? This is something I learned at 180. I'm just teaching you guys a trick. It's called the sales matrix, right? So the more leads you pump into that pipeline, the easier it gets to then start following them back up and converting them. Because no one, you can't expect anyone the first time they heard you on the phone to buy the product or upfront cash out COD $3,000 for a product they never heard of. It just doesn't work that way. What it works is over a 6 to 12 month period of them hearing from you, receiving something from you, and then a visit from you, all of a sudden they start to go, oh, we'll give you a try. And then that's the whole game. That's what it's all about, just building in that opportunity. I'll call you back. Bye.